This is a CBC podcast.
A 30-year-old cold case in the Owen Sound area is being given a second look. Lisa Moss went missing in July of 1988, but just last week, an excavator was on a farm in Gray County digging up an old well near where Moss was last seen. That work was done not by the police, but by two amateur detectives. Nick Oldreeve is the co-founder of Please Bring Me Home, a not-for-profit that looks into missing persons cases, and he joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How did you get started investigating cold cases?
Gosh, that's a hard question to answer. I've been thinking about that. I started out with some current missing persons, and I kind of stumbled across Lisa's case, and I think it just mostly dumbfounded me why nothing was happening with the case, and everybody seemed to know about the case, but nothing was really happening. And as soon as I started looking at Lisa's cold case, I just delved as deep as I possibly could into it to see if we could bring her home.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by everybody seemed to know something? What did you learn?
Everyone's heard a rumor in this town about Lisa's case, even on the outskirts of Owen Sound. Everyone's heard a rumor, and they just kind of brush it off. They sometimes don't think, oh, it's probably not a big piece what I've heard, but if we can trace that back to how they heard it or when they heard it, we can kind of learn about what was around back then, what has been looked at, where hasn't been looked at, and where hasn't been looked at good enough.
Right. Well, rumors are rumors, though, not fact.
That's right. And the thing with the rumors is, let's say we hear one rumor, but let's say we hear 30 of a similar rumor to that from 30 different people, and we can't prove a connection with those 30 people, then it seems like, okay, we got to give this another close look. The bottom line is, if we have an area that we believe should be looked at, it doesn't even need to be a big area. A strong area, we'll look at it.
Mm-hmm. So you've been talking to people. You're not just sitting around, as I mentioned. And last week, you were out with an excavator. What brought you there?
We kind of stumbled upon that area. We found a well on a property that's very close, like within a couple hundred feet to where she was actually last seen. And after speaking with people who own the property, that well was hidden back around 88, 89. And we couldn't prove if it's ever been dug up, so we just dug it up and decided to disprove if she was there or find her.
I gather that can be pretty tricky, though. I mean, you don't want to miss anything, but you don't want to destroy any potential piece of evidence either.
Absolutely. We definitely want to be cautious and make sure we're taking our time. Typically, excavation companies like Barry's Construction, Clegis, contractor in Chatsworth, they will donate equipment and actually come out and help us search some areas. We have forensic people from the University of Toronto. We have a search and rescue team out of Kitchener who've all volunteered their time. Sensors and software with ground penetrating radar volunteered their equipment as well. Just anything we can do to cross every place off the list where she could be.
Yeah, how come so many people are donating their time?
I don't know. I don't think I'm a good salesman, but it just boils down to everybody. There's a large group of people who just want to do what's right. And the right thing to do is just to not put this on the back burner anymore. Everybody needs to come together and work as hard as we possibly can to bring this girl home.
Now, how do local police feel about what you're doing?
When I first started, I was causing gray hair, likely. I didn't want to come across as I was stepping on their toes, and it wasn't like me asking permission. It was just, this is what we're going to do. And it kind of exploded into where we are now. They're okay now. We have a fairly good communication where we always honor the anonymity want from the tipsters if they want to remain anonymous. But we will give information as to, you know, this is where we're going to look today. This is what we found. So they can even cross it off their list if they get a break. Whenever about the case.
Right, so you're sharing whatever you find with them. But are you worried, Nick, about, I don't know, jeopardizing potential evidence?
I think 30 years later, we have to go with what hasn't been done yet, and this hasn't been done yet. There's very few ideas left with 30-year-old missing persons cases. And that's the risk we just have to take, unfortunately, at this point.
And did you find anything with your excavation?
Well, I found some interesting things. I found a little German bell from 1878 and a license plate from 1931, but nothing gleaning from Lisa Moss's case.
And this isn't the only one that you're working on either. You're focused on four missing persons cases.
Yes.
What about the families of the victims? Are they supportive of what you're doing?
Yeah, before we do anything, we reach out to the families and make sure we have their blessing. And they've all been very receptive to us doing that. We wouldn't move forward without their blessing. If they're reluctant at the start, which none have been yet, then we try to make them as comfortable as we possibly can. You know, we've proven that the process works. There was a current missing person that we got a tip in through our site that actually led to his whereabouts in this area here. And he was a deceased person, but the process worked.
Mm. And finally, Nick, for you personally, what is it that you are getting out of this?
That's a hard question. I've never been asked that question. I don't think... I mean, I'm meeting a lot of people, and I'm ideally, it's not really anything for me. It's I want people to be comfortable talking about this situation and doing everything we can to bring these people home. And I think just taking the stigma away, let's not make it uncomfortable anymore. We got to bring these people home. And if I can even just change one person's mind that, okay, now's the time, I'm going to say where these people are, then that would be enough for me to get out of it, anything.
Yeah, and to alleviate that stress of never knowing what happened.
Exactly, exactly.
Nick, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Nick Oldreeve is the co-founder of Please Bring Me Home, a not-for-profit that looks into missing persons cases.